Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now is
yeah. merch alert.
So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite
is the
hoodies. They're so soft. Yep. We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Listen to, yes, just at home or in your car.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Nope, doesn't matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And
yes.
We would love to see them. So, you know, just be... Keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch.
Merch alert. Welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This with me. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten.
Uh-huh.
That's me, yep. I think. I don't know. Today's been a rough day, so I'm not really sure. And my co-host,
Celia Behar.
You
forgot
you,
my name.
Right?
Was
no,
that why?
No, I'm trying
it's
to
fine.
Give I'm trying to let us all introduce ourselves so we have some autonomy here.
Like we have any autonomy from each other anymore
it's
at
true.
All.
Ever.
It's over. And also we have a guest here. Would you like to introduce yourself,
Debbie?
I would
like to introduce myself as well because I do have autonomy when children aren't around. Which is almost never, unless you're hiding in the bathroom or in the bathtub like
right.
I do. Hi, I'm Debbie Matenopoulos, and I'm so happy to be on this podcast where real moms can talk about real mom things so we don't feel alone.
Yes.
Yep. You're in the right place.
Because we are as real as it gets, which means... making questionable parenting decisions often.
Oh, man.
I don't believe that. I feel like, again, I know
no, they're
I've
not
said this
questionable.
Before.
Our children question them,
yes.
But they're not actually questionable.
Yes.
They're decisive and great.
No, my new thing is when they're like, I just don't think this is right. I'm like, are you alive? They're like, yeah. I'm like, then you know what? Shut up.
Right.
You're
then
alive.
Then I'm doing it.
Right. Somehow I'm parenting you.
I told B the other day, I said, my only job is to make sure that you're taken care of and not harmed. I said, anything else you get is just a bonus.
That's kind of true. Like your main goal
That's
is to
true.
Keep them
Unless
alive.
Unless I harm you.
I don't have to keep you happy. I have to make sure that you're a relatively well-adjusted adult.
Right.
And that's it. That doesn't involve an iPad. It doesn't involve toys.
No.
It doesn't involve fun activities. No, it involves feeding you, clothing you, getting you to school, and not beating the shit out of you. So, you know what? We've done all those things today. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
It's
the end.
True.
Right.
It's true. Just raising
decent
human beings is really just the end goal, I think.
Parenting stats for Debbie. Debbie, you have
parenting stats.
How many kids?
I only have one kid so far. I have a 4-year-old daughter named Alexandra, 4.5.
Uh-huh.
Actually, she's soon to be 5, but she tells everyone she's 4.5.
Right.
And it went so fast, you guys. I don't need to tell you. You know,
no.
And everyone, it's so cliche. And everyone stops you and says, oh my gosh, enjoy it because it goes so fast.
I want to punch those people.
The days are, what is it? The days are long and the years are short. No, it's all long.
It's all long.
It's long.
It is. It's like it goes really fast and it's really long all at the same time.
All at the same time. It's so strange. I always say to people, if you want to see time go by quickly, have a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's right in front of you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you see how quickly they grow and you say, how in the world did this happen?
Well, we were talking about it today about something having to do with middle school.
You remember something we were talking about today?
Barely.
Okay.
And it was, we were talking about middle school and like kids, doing drugs or something in middle school. And I was like, my kids are in middle school.
Yep.
It doesn't occur to me because they still, it still, while it feels like much time has gone by and they're in middle school, it also still feels like to me that they're babies.
They're
and
yeah.
They're little. And what I was thinking and feeling and doing in middle school is totally different. You know what I mean?
Oh like, my gosh, I don't even think about it. Because
I still to this day feel like, but I know, but I was older. Like
I think
I
all
knew.
Parents
no,
think
I wasn't.
That.
No. I was actually a year younger than everyone else and even more like,
wild.
Yeah. Harper went to a bat mitzvah recently and came home and I go, as soon as I picked her up before I, you know, put her, she's almost 13. And I just go, so, what little drink did you sample at the bat mitzvah?
Oh, no.
And she goes, what? What are you talking about? I go, I know what happens at bat mitzvahs. I was 13 and Jewish. Like the adults get drunk, they put down their drinks. You guys hone in on where they left them.
No,
and then you drink like whatever's
it.
Left of the, you know, dead soldiers. And she's like, what's a dead soldier? I'm like, half the drink. What'd you drink?
Oh, great. Right. So now you've given her lingo to use at the bat mitzvah.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, hey, you drinking the dead soldier?
The dead soldier?
And the kids
every
mom's
going to
call
She's going to go to the bar and ask for a dead soldier.
I'd like a dead soldier.
Yeah, I'd like a dead soldier, please. They're going to be like, what? Up the frat house up the street is where you're going to go for that.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So but she was shocked.
We all used to do that. I can't believe it. Listen, I'm not Jewish. I'm Greek. But at the Greek weddings, the same thing. Like the kids, the parents would put the drinks down. And what we took it a step further, which is absolutely repulsive.
Just
we
mix them all together.
Why?
We do that too.
Jews
do it too.
You would
come
take
on.
And be like, just
teenagers,
pour them
all the teenagers
just,
do it.
Yeah.
Well,
as
that's
much
what you used to
you
have to do
one.
As a kid when you were trying to, you know, get away with it without your parents knowing,
right.
Is you'd take a little bit out of every bottle. But my God, you're mixing vodka and rum and gin and you know, everything. And
the worst hangover ever in history.
Mm-hmm.
And you've only had 3 sips.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you could also light something on fire with your breath.
So is she in preschool now?
She is now in transitional kindergarten. TK or developmental kindergarten, which she said to me recently, I'm in demental kindergarten. And I said, what is that? What are you in? Demental kindergarten. I said, yep, you're exactly right.
I feel like that's a Harry Potter thing.
That is.
Dementors. Dementor kindergarten.
I would have just been like, you're demental.
Right.
What's going on?
I have it on video. I'm so
you're
glad
demental.
I was videoing it. She's like, demental, right?
Demental.
Yep.
Yes.
You're my
it.
Child. You're definitely demental.
Oh my God. And there's no TK in East Coast, by the way. Just so
no,
you know.
I came grew up out on East Coast too. What is this about?
We didn't have TK. As a kid, it was like you were either in preschool or you were
in kindergarten.
Or you were
shut
home.
Up with the right. Yeah, exactly. Like, that was not the transition. Nobody needs a transition. You are or you aren't.
Everybody,
but now
it's because they're making extra money off of it. It's
of
another way to make money off.
Well,
of-
see, our public school had TK.
No way.
Yeah,
public school had TK.
Yeah,
so
it has it. We have it here too.
But
we
my but Zoe didn't need it. But B was literally the day before the cutoff. She was supposed to be born on September 1st. She was born August 31st. And she missed, and that was the cutoff, I think, was like September 1st for
she just had to get in there.
And I was like, I could hold her back a year, put it in, but she's such a... Like,
thank God you didn't, she'd be so bored.
Yeah. That didn't, when we were growing up, at least on the East Coast, for me,
not a thing.
There was not like, oh, you're born in October, you can't come to the class. My birthday is December,
yeah.
So I was the youngest person in my kindergarten class up
right.
till graduation. I was the youngest person... In my graduating class.
Oh, you're like, I was January 19th, but I skipped a grade. So
yeah,
was
I was December.
Yeah.
I'm December 13th.
I
didn't skip a grade. They just let me go in the class. And now
it's
you can't
still,
do it.
It's still December in the East Coast. Because when I moved out here, Harper, my oldest daughter, is October. And they almost wouldn't let her go because it's September here.
Well,
and
now we
like,
all know
no.
when we can get our kids into school.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're welcome,
there you
listeners.
Go.
Now you know. If you need to figure out when your kid
thing.
Is eligible for school, let us talk to us.
It
we'll
is.
Tell you East Coast times, transitional kindergarten times, all
it's
that.
It's seriously
does
a thing
does
because
she
people
like,
are trying to figure out going back to work and like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, can I get my kid into school sooner so
right.
I can actually restart my career if
is
I want to?
Is she enjoying yeah. demental kindergarten?
She loves demental kindergarten, as a matter of fact, because they're the oldest kids in the school now.
Right, right.
So now she thinks she's like
they
a senior.
They get to right. rule the school.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
She's really, I will tell you, I mean, I don't know. My husband is very strong-willed and very alpha, as I can be also. So our child is like a tornado met a hurricane together. And
she's
either going to be the most amazing trailblazer
mm-hmm.
or she may be in prison.
That's
one
what
or the
I,
other.
So I told
I'm not
my
sure
kids all the time. I go, this is going to, you're going to either lead, like be the most fantastic
right.
CEO of a company
yeah.
or you're going to just be like wreaking havoc upon the world. I'm not sure which.
I'm not sure. I say you need to use your power for good.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say about one of my kids, I'm like, you're going to tell me everything. I'm always going to know what you're up to. And the other one, I'm like, you're going to lie to me till the cops show up.
I think they're both going to lie at this point. I don't believe any of them. It's all
both your children are going to lie. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, probably. They already do.
Well, that's what we were going to talk about anyway today was lying, correct? That was kind of our topic.
Yes.
Debbie, you have a never thought I'd for us.
Yes.
What was the thing you said to your daughter that you never thought you'd say?
Yeah, it's not about my child lying to me, my daughter lying. It's more about me lying to her. And I never thought I would be this parent. But you get pushed to a place. Only your children can push you to a place.
Oh, it's unreal.
No one on this planet can do this. And there are these tiny little creatures.
I remember my mom saying that to me, that like your kids will push you to the brink of insanity. And I was like, I don't get that.
Like, yeah, and you're like, what am I doing?
I get it. Yep.
Yeah. 100%. And when my mom would say that to me, I'd look at her like, what have I done?
What have I done? Right, exactly.
Meanwhile, just about everything I could do, I think.
Yeah,
and now I see it. And, you know, I'm getting it tenfold.
Back so what did you say to your kids?
So when my daughter behaves poorly or does something that she just should not be doing, whatever it is, my husband and I have now said, you know what? You have to stop doing that. And she won't do it. She screams, yells at you, Alexandra, you have to stop doing that. And I say, you want to know why? Because if you don't, you will go to jail. And she goes, jail? I said, yes, the police will come if you speak poorly to mommy and daddy and take you to jail. And I promise you, she has stopped. And I said this to my friends the other day, and they're like, no, you did not say. I said, I certainly did. And now a girlfriend admitted to me at a birthday party yesterday. She said, I have to tell you.
I did it.
Yeah. She said, Ryder wouldn't stop. And I finally said to him, guess what? You're going to have to go to jail. And he stopped. She goes, I'm now lying to my child. So all the kids that are between the ages of 4 and 5 in my group think they're all going to jail if they talk poorly to their parents.
If they don't knock it off, they just might.
I said that. And actually, my husband said this. He goes, listen, you know, it's not really that big of a lie. Like, if you went to work and you said the things to your employer.
Yeah, if you talk like that to a police officer.
Alexandra says to us, or you spoke to a cop like that, would she not go to jail? I said, as a matter of fact, she probably would go to jail. I should at least get a ticket, so I'm really not lying.
Yeah. Oh, I tell my kids that all the time because I hear the constant like, but I just makes me want to punch somebody so hard. When you get old enough, try that on a cop. Let me know how we're tell a person in authority like, well, I just thought that I knew better.
Right. Let's see how that works out for you.
See if you get out of the ticket.
I was going to do my work, but I just decided
that this was a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm officially in love with Noom.
I know. You have talked about it a bunch.
It's because I really love it.
Well, tell me more.
I will. It's just really great. It really fits into my lifestyle. I think everybody's lifestyle. It helps me learn better habits. And I've just been feeling so much better about myself. And I have more stamina to keep up with my life because it's, you know, a little busy.
Yeah. Just slightly.
Yeah, just slightly. Exactly. And I just feel like it's so great to have one program for all of my health and weight loss needs. I've never been somebody that really likes to diet, but I do want to stay healthy and I do want to make sure that I'm, you know, keeping track of the things that I put into my body. So, you know, Noom is just been great and it's a habit changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through its personalized courses.
Yeah, I do like that because I have seen you using it. Like it's not like you have to fit what you eat in a particular little box.
Nope.
It's just kind of keeping track of what you do and then when you see it, you decide to make better choices.
That's right. No food is good or bad or off limits. And it teaches moderation. And that can be used in so many ways, you know, in your life. I mean, everything in moderation, right? And plus, we are all strapped for time. And Noom just asks you to commit 10 minutes of your day for yourself. Everyone can find 10 minutes for themselves.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And then, you know what? If you go off track, there's no shaming. There's just tips about how you can get back on track, which I really like. And you get a goal specialist that will help you and motivate you. I love mine. She's, you know, so great and positive, and she always makes me feel better. So if you would want to try Noom, and you should, then you know, you can. You don't have to make all the changes in one day. Small steps make big progress. So sign up for your trial at Noom today at Noom.com/say this. What do you have to lose? You visit Noom.com/say this. Start your trial today
Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/say this. And it's the last weight loss program you will ever need.
P.S. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, let me just tell you, Debbie, that you're going to have to up your lying game at some point because they will catch on that perhaps you might be lying and they won't go to jail.
And then you have to see, then you have to get your friends involved.
Yeah. Which is so what this we've is done. What we've oh, done oh. here.
I'm learning. This is exciting.
I really got to pray to God that my oldest daughter does not hear this one. But I took it to an extreme when she was throwing a tantrum because I was like, we can get evicted if you don't stop yelling. And the neighbors are complaining and the landlord's going to text. This is my landlord sitting across from me.
Oh, stop. Hello. It. Nice to see you. So when you need her, you call, you say, text me right
now.
No.
I change her name in my phone to our landlord's name. And then I send a text to Jody and say, hey, my landlord's name, do you hear what's happening in my house right now?
Right. And I then just go, yes, I do. And I've been hearing complaints from neighbors and this is getting out of hand. And, you know, you really need to get your children under control.
Or you'll live on the street in a car, in a ditch.
I'm kicking you out. I won't even give you 30 days. Yep. It's going to be next week. Like I go,
well, she'll go all the way in. And Harper's like, let me see that. And I'm reading them. And because that I used to make them up until we came up with this plan. Right, and then I didn't have anything to show her. Right. And I'd be like, you can't look in my phone. It's private. Like I had to really take a whole other lying stance.
Great. Yeah.
So now I'm like, here, you want to see? Here. And then she looks at it and she's like, oh, and then she'll hand it back. And so at some point, she'll figure out it's you. But
I'm going to put one of your phone numbers in there as Los Angeles Police
Department. Yeah, there you go. That's right. You'd be like, see what I did?
Just full LAPD.
You see that? They are coming. You want me to tell? I've even gone, oh gosh, I can't believe it. I've even gone to the length of saying, all right, Alexander, I'm going to have to call them.
Oh,
and I would walk over and pretend like I'm going to pick up my phone. Yeah. Please don't call the police, mommy.
Oh, I did it one time. It. I figured, who was it?
Anyone out there that hasn't done that? Lie. You lie.
About Santa.
I'd be like, oh, I have to.
Yeah, well, lucky you. I still got to deal with the freaking elf on the shelf.
Oh, the mensch on the bench. You know, have you seen the mensch on the bench?
Of course. But you guys have that easy. The fact that you can say to them, you know, Santa. I know I've complained about this.
Yeah, but it doesn't work anymore.
Never do it as a Jew. And I'm like, I'm going to hide that menorah. Like, nobody gives a crap.
We're like, great. No dreidel.
No candles for you.
We are not singing the dreidel song.
Yeah, but you could say they're not getting presents for 8 days.
I could, but the presents for Hanukkah suck. They're like, great, keep your pencil erasers. That's really fine, Mom. And I'm good with my socks.
But I had to go and I was pretending to, I forget who I called or what, but like, they were young enough that they weren't like looking at my phone. And I was Santa? Yeah, they're misbehaving. I think you should get rid of all their presents.
Oh, yeah.
I think they all need to go.
Yep.
And Lulu, Sarah, who is the name of our elf, was fantastic until the kids, you know.
Realized.
Yeah.
What age is that they realize?
Well, here's the deal.
Lulu still believes in Santa, my 8-year-old.
B questions it. I think B's smart enough that she's figured it out, but I think she's doing like what Zoe did, where she was like, look, I know this isn't real, but I'm going to get more presents. I'm like, hey, I did the same thing.
Yeah, smart.
Not wrong. It's about eight-ish, that they kind of start going like, wait.
Unless somebody messes it up. Like, that's what
somebody
I mean.
School.
Oh, I told, well,
yeah,
I told
or
Zoe.
Maybe somebody's ex-husband may have messed it up for my kids.
That's a shame. Yeah. That ex-husband should
that
be
was,
punished.
That was too bad. Actually, I have to say, it was sort of like a light in my life where I was like, I didn't do it. First of all, I don't use Santa as threats most
was
of the time.
Was it one of my ex-husbands?
No, it was mine.
Oh.
Wait, who's one of yours?
I don't know who we're talking about.
No.
Between
random ex-husband
down the street.
Yeah, and somebody else's? Who are we talking about?
No, it was my kid because he got something from Santa because my kid's dad celebrates Christmas with them, so I can't use Santa, but he can. But he got her, he got Harper's Nook. She got one of those Nooks.
Oh yeah.
When she was like 8, and he got her a case, and it didn't fit, and so he was like, "Oh, I'll have to return this, and you know, I'll send it back to Santa and get you a new case." And he left that thing in his car. And then kept it in the car, but then gave her the new one. And she totally like saw it in the car. And that's how he got busted. No. And she came and told me. And usually I'm the one that like screws up things like that. So it was like kind of a joy that I was like, hey, FYI, you messed up Santa.
Yeah.
That was on, that's on you.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Score like, one for me.
Yeah. Mazel tov. The Jew didn't mess it up. Right. You did.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I am all like lying to your kids and telling
sometimes
them.
Sometimes
you just have to.
You do. I mean, do you know my mom used to say something that I laugh so hard about now because I'm one of three and I was the youngest and we were, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like to have three kids.
Yeah, two I'm is, one of two's three
not,
too.
Two's not
yeah.
always a picnic.
I mean, three's I mean,
they're,
a lot.
They're, yeah. they're either like amazing. Yep. And you're like, oh, look at the love that they share and it's fantastic.
Or they're trying
or
to
you're like, wild. I, what have I done?
No. They yeah. either love each other or they're trying to murder one another.
Mm-hmm. Right. And my mom used to say, I wish someone, I mean, God bless her, she'd say, I wish I could go to jail. She wanted to go to jail. And I'd say, what?
As a vacation.
As a vacation.
Dude, let me tell you the mental work. A good 72-hour hold sometimes. Oh, you're like, yeah. you know?
I'd say, what is this? She goes, there's nobody going to bother me. I can read my books. They're going to have food for me. I'm going to have peace and quiet in my room. Nobody going to bother me. And I'd be like, oh my, I'd call my friends. My mom is out of her mind. She literally just said she wants to go to jail. I completely understand. Oh, I would go to jail for a few days. Can somebody please just take me there?
Just, so like, then just say some weird things and be like, you guys, I think I need to go like to on a 72-hour hold. Yeah. And just, you know.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're not making fun of. That's a very serious thing.
It is. As a therapist, I put people on them.
Hey, therapist, put your therapist hat on.
But
sometimes you're like, I just
need a break where no one can get to me.
I just need to collect my brain cells because they've fallen on the floor.
I am wildly claustrophobic. And I remember after I had my second kid, I had to go in to get an MRI done on my back, my spine. And I was like, you know what?
This is nice.
This is actually fine.
It's loud, but not as loud as children.
Well,
that
I was, weird, you know, you're in
noise
like
that
the
an
tube,
MRI makes,
yeah, but
it's less
and you're
frightening
than
children.
And I was kind of like, well, I'm a little claustrophobic in here because I don't really like being in the tube, but also it's dark and no one's talking to me.
Right.
And all I have to do is lay still and close my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got out of it and the tech was like, I've never seen anybody lay as still and as peacefully in an MRI as you just did. I was like, I think I might have fallen asleep.
You're like, meditating. It was lovely.
You're like, this was great.
It was like the
calm
out.
Can I schedule an appointment weekly to come? I don't need anything done. Just stick me in the tube.
Put me in the tube. Don't tell anyone where I am.
Being a parent is the hardest job on the planet. And people say it all the time. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But until you are a parent, you realize nothing can test your patience as much. No one nothing.
Nobody
that rubs you the wrong way.
Right.
Nobody at work. Nobody in your
personal
life.
Or that you
life.
Love so much that you're like, you want to protect them so badly. And then that's so frustrating because you're like, I can only do so much and I love you so much and my heart is on my sleeve. And also I want to kick you.
Right.
Like,
You think as a parent, you're like, you know, I'm going to let the little things slide. Whatever. This is a mess. That, who cares?
But right.
No. It's like when I, the other day, when I went to put clothes away,
the laundry is our biggest source of, we hate
the laundry.
The laundry.
It's always a nightmare. I had organizers come to my house.
Yes.
That were amazing.
You've
did we talk
them.
About this?
Yes, we did.
I mean, you and I on the podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
That was, I know we have, but yes, also on the podcast.
Okay.
We have.
But no. About the putting the laundry away?
For real, we haven't.
No, we haven't talked about it because it happened yesterday.
Oh, what you told me this morning?
Yes.
No,
yes.
We did not talk about that.
Oh, my God. This is, you know what? Whatever comes after this, the story's going to suck anyway because it took us so long to get into it.
This was the story.
So I had all these organizers come, like everything in their house is like organized in the, everything looks great. And I am a person who likes my space well organized.
Me too.
Right?
And you can't have that with
you
kids.
Can't have
that
with kids. But I do. I'm constantly going. And that's why I wonder, like, why am I so tired? And I haven't sat down all day because I'm constantly
picking up
2319s, also known as stray socks.
That's what
on the
I
floor.
Call them because of Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. It's a 2319.
It's a 2319.
Right. Oh, that's what I scream.
So that's, yeah. But I go, I hand the laundry to the kids to put away that the housekeeper has done.
Oh my
so
gosh, made, that's a huge mistake.
But they haven't even had to.
But they're older. Our kids should be able to do this, Debbie. Like, they're older.
The housekeeper has done the work for them. God bless Lucy, who I love. I have to put it on hangers.
That's all.
In a laundry basket. Yeah. I have put laundry basket on the bed. All you have to do is take the goddamn thing. Take it. It's on
hangers.
Take the hanger. Put it hanging in the closet.
Okay.
That's all you have
to do.
That's it. Simple. No. My kid decides to take those things and shove them in a drawer.
On the hangers.
On the hangers. Squish everything down into the drawer and shove it closed. And I went in and I saw her face and I knew this is it. Because I saw her going, oh, it's fine. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I opened the drawer and there's just hangers. And I just start flinging them across the room.
Because you lose your mind.
What is this?
Yes.
Why is this here? What? And I'm screaming like a crazy person.
You lose
flinging
your mind.
Laundry all over the room.
And then you sit down and you try to collect yourself and you're like, I have become a complete basket case. Right. You are making me a person I never thought I would be. Please stop this.
I literally was like, you have created
this
more work for yourself by putting it into the drawer.
Yeah.
You know what? Well,
you're lazy. They're lazy.
And I start screaming at her, you're lazy. You're so lazy.
My husband does the same thing.
And then she starts nitpicking about that. Yeah. I said, you're so, I said, you do it with the laundry, you do it with your room, you
dishes,
do it with schoolwork. Yep. You know, she goes, well, actually, I don't do it with schoolwork. Actually, with my work, I said, shut up.
I'm like,
shut up. I don't want to hear it right now.
Have you ever yelled at your kids and then in the middle of yelling at them been like, look at what you've made me become. I'm crazy.
That's what I've done. Yeah, and the veins are popping out of your neck and your head.
Look at me right now.
You become like your head spins around and you spit out vomit.
I blamed my gray on them the other day.
Nadine.
Yeah.
Nadine is only here because of you.
I'm wearing my glasses again.
I know. They look so cute.
That's because they're from Warby Parker.
Ooh, they have, I've heard they have good selections.
They totally do. You know, they have these vintage-inspired glasses with a contemporary twist, and every pair is custom fit with an anti-reflective polycarbonate prescription lens, which I love.
I do love that.
Yeah, I also took their home quiz, which you might remember because I was screenshotting you the pictures of me and my glasses.
Yes,
yeah.
A lot of screenshots.
But that's how I found the best pair possible, as you know. You know, and if anyone else wants to do that, then they can. It's so cool. I mean, you can see how the glasses look. You can see sort of, you know, the quality of the glasses.
That is nice, though, because how are you going to know how they look if you don't try them on?
It's exactly right. And that's why they came up with their home try-on kit. That's part of the experience. You get to try on glasses and see what they're like. And it's so easy to be able to do that and then share pictures of your glasses with your friends before that, you know, you purchase them.
Yeah.
And then you can get...
It's true. I did give you some yeses, some noes, some maybes.
Yeah, some those are way too big for your faces.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Anyway, you know, it's such a cool thing to do, and you can take a quiz, and then you just answer a few quick questions, and then they will suggest some great looking glasses that are totally personalized to fit your face and your style. The at-home try-on program is free. You order 5 pairs of glasses, and then you try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy, ships free, and includes a prepaid return shipping label. And what you have to do this is go to warbyparker.com/say this to order your free home try-on. Take the quiz to find a pair that is perfect for you today. Glasses start at $95.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's including prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings, which is kind of awesome. And blue light gets filtered through the lenses. That's also an available option that you can get. And if you've got an iPhone X, then you can download Warby Parker's app, which will also help you, you know, with your virtual try-on, and it allows you to look at glasses virtually with realistic colors and textures, and you can change the size and all that.
Huh.
Once again, if you would like to try Warby Parker, then you go to warbyparker.com/say this and you order your free home try-on kit and you take the quiz to, you know, get a pair. It's pretty, pretty amazing.
That's great. Improve your vision today and send screenshots to your friends.
Exactly.
I found something online randomly.
Oh, God.
Yesterday morning.
Wasn't it?
Laughed out loud, and I texted this to my husband as he was sleeping because I was awake with her, and you know.
Right.
Because you always get up and you're, you know.
Yeah.
That's just what you do. You carry the baby inside, so you're responsible for most of the work.
It's a true
story. And it's fine. It's fine. No disrespect, but that's just, I'm not saying overall, but
Biologically, that's usually what happens.
Right.
So there's, it was 21 really, really funny parents who are definitely hanging on by a thread. So
I saw this too.
I cried and I said, it's so accurate. Mm-hmm. That is just, so these
And it was after I'd had the hellish day with the kids at work.
Oh, thank God.
So I read this and I was like, oh,
wait, say some of them.
I read it. So this is great. This is what moms have posted on Instagram and Twitter, just random things. So this one woman named Sarcastic Mommy says, my kids wanted to know what it was like to be a mom. So I asked them why all day long. Uh-huh. And then they cried and ate a whole cake.
Right. Yeah. Why? That's not fair. Why? That's not fair. Yeah. Why? I don't like that.
Why?
I'm just going to complain about everything you do.
Yeah.
Everything.
How about this? 3-month-old. I'm very tired. Me, why don't you sleep? 3-month-old, eyes welling with tears. How dare you?
Yes.
You know, like.
Oh, my youngest bee, if she will lose it around bedtime when she gets tired. And if you're like, I think maybe you're tired.
No.
I've made the mistake of saying that to her. The demon comes out and she's, I'm not tired.
I will tell you, I've never had a kid give me a death stare like Bee gave me the one time I said that. Like, I was like, Bee, maybe you're tired. And her, I can't even explain. Do you know what
daggers?
You know what Bert looks like on Sesame Street, right, like when he's like really.
Oh yeah, and the eyebrows.
That's what Bee's expression looks like. Like you think you might die.
I didn't say you're an awful person. Right. I just said you're maybe you need to nap.
I took it back. Like I was like, never mind. No, you're not. I'm sure you're fine. It's perfect deal. Like I backtracked. I was afraid.
Because you're worried they might harm you while you're sleeping.
Right.
Here's another good one that made me laugh out loud too. Toddler crawling across the desert, dying of thirst. Kind stranger offers him water. Mm-hmm. Toddler starts screaming, crying, no, red cup.
Oh, yeah.
or no,
juice. Right. Yep. I'm like, no, that's the thing now. They're all, I'm so thirsty. Oh, no.
Great.
We cut out juice at the house. We're not drinking anymore. Mine so I go, well, any. Here, there's some water or some milk.
Yeah, no.
No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I go, so you're not thirsty. Well, I am. I go, then drink some water. But I'm not thirsty for that. Well, then. Die of thirst.
Exactly. I don't know what to tell you.
Same thing. I'm starving. I want ice cream. I was like, well, how about carrots or celery?
Right.
I'm like, well, then you're not starving. There are children that are actually starving.
Right.
And would you like me? And that was a whole other thing. Like recently I was like, you need to have more appreciation for the things you have. And you need to know how lucky you are because there are so many people on this planet who have nothing. And the last thing I want to do is raise an entitled child. I will do everything I possibly can in my life. Mm-hmm. I will take all of their things and throw them away.
Me too.
In a heartbeat.
And
my husband actually this weekend said, you know what? I think you're old enough, which she's not, she's 4. That we're going to take you on a little field trip. And I was like, John, I don't think this is a good idea. He's like, nope. She needs to see that, you know what? There are some people who don't have places to live that are out on our streets in downtown Los Angeles. And we're just going to go. And I was like, I don't know if. So, I'm, you know, maybe that's not the way, but there's a way.
She's going to get a real opening experience down in downtown LA.
Yeah, exactly.
She's almost 5, right?
Yeah, old enough.
Actually, that's actually, really, you think so?
As a psychologist? I'm
a therapist, but yes, as a school counselor, I will say. That's fine. At 5.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, because I did.
She's emotionally able to process at that point the differences in people and she's got empathy and it would not. That's not a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's why you'll see 5-year-olds when the Sarah McLachlan freaking, you know, ASPCA song comes up, the kids will cry at about 5. That's when that will start to happen because they actually can process.
That commercial is so aggressive. I get so upset when I see that commercial. I lose my mind. I want to go.
But it does its job and he's not wrong. That would likely do the job. We had
a let you know what happens next weekend.
It doesn't, let me tell you.
Yeah, it won't last.
No, it doesn't last.
At all. We had
a couple days, a week maybe. Though all of a sudden, this is what my kids did. All of a sudden, they want to start donating everything, helping the world, doing all of this stuff. And then about a week later, they start going like, no, wait, I don't want to get rid of all that.
My kids just asked for new stuff. I gave all that stuff away. So where's the new stuff I get? Right.
So what do you do, guys? I mean, these children do not come with handbooks. And all we try to do is just raise decent children.
No, you know, it's the thing about it is.
I mean, we turned out okay.
Yes.
That's what it is.
The frustrating thing about parenting, I think, is that it's you keep hoping that, like, it's going to be the one thing that you finally say or do that it goes, aha.
Right.
And it clicks.
No.
It's not. It's a lifetime of it. It's a lifetime of constantly doing the right thing and like teaching them over and over again the lessons.
Right.
And it's not going to be like a snap thing.
And own where you go wrong in the lessons is a good thing. It is.
But it's slowly
right.
building good people. It's like Mount Rushmore, basically, is right. having children. Is like, you're not just going to suddenly have, you know, the faces carved into the stone. No, it's going to take you a really long time of chipping
if
and hammering away.
If it makes you
away.
Feel any better, we had on a photojournalist, Lindsay Addario, who literally goes into war-torn countries and takes pictures of, you know, children that are starving and all mm-hmm. these things. Her work is like amazing. And even she sat on the show and was like, my kid's entitled and totally spoiled, and right. I don't know what to do. And I use that. I made them listen to the episode so that they could hear all the stuff that she's yeah. doing. I made them listen to her book on tape. Think, and they cried through the whole thing, and they were like, I had no idea these things happened, whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, we go to Target, and
they want everything.
Every right. 10 minutes later.
And they're
later,
fighting
like,
over the things in the dollar section.
Lou got right. the thing, and I didn't get the thing.
Oh,
and I was like,
fair.
Did my dad just listen to the episode?
Yeah. Right. Nothing is sunken.
It's not, it's parenting. It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn.
Really
it was not built in a day.
No.
So, but they keep you honest, that's for sure, because you don't have a choice.
Or they make us lie, apparently.
Well, right. They keep you honest while you're
the
lying.
The irony of that.
No. While you were lying, you were right. an honest individual.
Right.
Because they, again, they're going to learn by how we are teaching them and how we react to things. So when the veins are popping out of my head and out of my neck, yeah. I realize I better really chill out right now because.
Well, I always say an important thing that I do is I own it.
Yeah, you own it.
When I lose it at them or if I'm, sometimes I realize that I'm just being super extra nitpicky at them. And like, why aren't you doing this? You're not doing this right. Like, I wish, why can't you do this? Why? And I go, oh my God, I hated that as a kid.
We all did. I know. And I think
and,
that too.
And I will stop and I'll go, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm being really hard on you and nitpicky, and I'm not meaning to. I just, I have things a certain that I want a certain way, and that's not important right now. So
I snap at them when I'm in a bad mood. It has nothing to do with them.
I tell them all the time. I go, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll tell them now because they're old enough. I go, I am PMSing and I want to just kill everyone. Yeah. So I'm really sorry.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not you. It's me. I apologize. Yeah. I know I'm being mean.
Apologizing to your kids and owning your stuff. Yeah. I think is the most important lesson that you can teach kids.
It is.
Because we're all going to be human. And we're sometimes, and especially at home, like your ugly is going to fly out.
Yeah.
But if you can go
back. Say you're sorry.
And be the bigger person, even a parent to a child and say, I'm sorry.
More a parent to a child.
Yeah.
I mean, you're modeling that behavior. And that's how kids learn how to take responsibility. When I fly off the handle, and I do frequently, that's like the one thing that I'll be like, you know, I come back and I'll sit down and I'll say, you know what, you guys, that wasn't you. That was me. That was my stuff. I'm really sorry. You know, but then I also will use it as a lesson where I'm like, I need a timeout. You guys need to give me a break. I'm in a terrible mood. And then they're in every 5 seconds. And then I finally blow up. Then I'm like, well, I told you, you know, know your audience. That's been a big theme recently.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Know your audience. Yeah,
know your audience, man.
Don't curse in front of grandma.
Oh, I mean,
I'm like, okay, we get it. We get that you like to say the words. I get
it.
Oh,
no.
Not
in front of Grammy.
Not in front of Grammy. They know
not
the rules.
School.
Not at school. Not in front of Grammy.
Oh, and no. Like, what happened?
Not at a person. Like, you know. Right. They just, B is just everything now is like, oh, I fell on my ass. I don't.
Oh,
God
yeah, because
like,
it's
and I'm
fun.
Like, dude. Right. It's
because
fun.
Because it's fun.
And even
realize.
Zoe's like, come on, man.
Okay, so you know I'm a notorious overpacker.
Yes, I do.
Like, unbelievably an overpacker. Like,
really
I will
are.
Go away for 3 days and bring 6 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, you could stay someplace for a year when you're going there for a
pretty
week.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So the annoying thing about that is whenever I travel, I always would have to check a bag.
Right.
But now I've been using my away bag.
I'm in love with my away bag.
It's seriously the best.
I know.
Now, I fly back and forth a lot to New York,
mm-hmm.
and I can pack for 5 days in the bigger carry-on.
Yeah.
With all of my stuff, I don't even have to, like, freak out about how much I'm packing because everything fits in there so perfectly. It's unreal.
Yeah, I know it. I love mine too. It's so good.
And the cool thing about Away is that, you know, everybody kind of has a different travel style. So they make a ton of different colors. There's 2 sizes, the carry-on and then the bigger carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 2 different materials to choose from, a flexible polycarbonate or an anodized aluminum, which looks very spiffy.
Spiffy that you can say anodized.
Right? Hey, you know what? So the bigger carry-on, which is the one that I got and that I love, it's lightweight. I can lift it up over my head myself, mm-hmm. and I can fit it in the overhead compartment. Plus, they have a 100-day trial that lets you try any Away product on the road. So you can buy
it, amazing.
Use it, see if you like it, see if it will fit all of your overpacking needs in it. And I'm telling you, it will. So, but if it doesn't, you can return it after 100 days. That's over 3 months.
Plus, you have a lifetime warranty with that. So yeah. You can actually even replace your bag if it ever gets damaged.
Exactly. And they are designed to last a lifetime. So they're super durable. The 100-day trial, free shipping on any Away order within the U.S., Europe, and Australia. And also,
the charger.
They also have, some of them have a charging pack on them, yep. so that you can charge that at home. And then if you're stuck in the airport or stuck on the train or wherever you're at, you can plug your phone in and you'll never be out of communication no matter what travel problems may arise.
Love it.
Yes. So if you too would like to get your Away bag, you can go to awaytravel.com. There we go. awaytravel.com/saythis and use promo code SAYTHIS during checkout for $20 off of a suitcase. That again was awaytravel.com/saythis and use promo code SAYTHIS during checkout for $20 off of your suitcase that you can overpack all of the stuff that you're not even going to need when you go on vacation.
I'm pretty free with my language.
We both are, as we know.
And I actually just posted an article about that was talking about what you and I exactly talked about on that episode. About that, you know what? There are words. There are good words. There are, you know,
quote, it's how you use them.
I would rather have you say shit than call someone stupid or mean name.
Or tell them to shut up. I don't like that.
No, I don't like shut up. I don't like stupid. I don't like dumb. And by the way, I mean, I am by no means like Pollyanna. But when I first started reading books to my child, I was disgusted with some of these books that are in the libraries at the schools. I mean, how did I become this person? Like, and he said, "You're dumb." And I literally went into the school the next day and I said, "Hi, I'm Debbie."
Right. Yeah.
I got a question for you. Why is this book in here? And the kid is calling the other kid dumb. Well, because he's a bully. I said, I don't care. That word should not be in there. And this word stupid. Why is this in this book here? They are 4 years old.
Oh yeah. That's and they were early like, too oh, for 4 years.
I don't think that's okay.
Well, the and problem with books like that say, is that it teaches would, them how to rather, bully you know, as opposed to deters them from
right,
bullying
what is
at
that
age. It's poor.
Right. But it's,
marketing.
But you know, it's the thing like, but I had to come down to me. I'm like, enough.
Right.
Look, I know your middle name is Carlin. I get it. We don't need to say all seven words all the time.
Every time.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
funny.
It's like, you know, all of those things of like slowly, but letting their leash out a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, and letting them learn a lesson and be like, oh, you said that in front of grandma. Okay, well, that's on you. Have fun.
Yeah, she'll talk to you about that.
Like, I absolutely said not to do that. I just want it known. Mom, everyone, I am a good parent.
Where is she learning?
Right, yeah. Well, my mom knows. My mom knows for sure. I just get this look.
Mine learn them from me.
You did it.
I don't have a problem with that, but they know. My kids learn them from me, but they know they're not supposed to use them. They're grown-up words. You're not supposed to use them. I will let them use them from time to time when they fly off the handle about something
but,
and it's family
just
talk.
I'm like, you don't need
to. Do not take that outside.
Right. I go, wait, you can do when you're older and you want to. Fine.
It's grown up.
Great. But grown up enough.
Right now, Alexandra.
You're playing Disney Infinity. There is no need for that sort of language right now.
You're playing mermaids together.
Right.
She thinks like bad words are underwear right now. Like I would say,
enjoy that. Underwear.
She's like, stop saying that, Mom. And I said, what do you want me to say? I'm just telling you to put your underwear
chonies?
On.
Right. Like,
that's inappropriate.
She uses that word. That is inappropriate.
Oh,
I'm like,
God. I get that.
I told you to put on your underwear.
Inappropriate.
I don't even know what that
means. That's got to be something going on in school where they're telling them inappropriate.
I said, am I supposed to say?
Must be.
Panties, and then I started saying it in Spanish, and it's like, that's on? I don't know what I'm going to say, but I can't.
Pantaloons? Chones? Like, what?
Yeah, I said, my sister used to say chones all
chones,
the
yeah,
time.
You're chones.
I say pantaloons sometimes.
B likes to come out now, though, right before bath time, in the strangest thing where she's taken underwear on her head and her little bralette wrapped around as a skirt and a thing, and she's like the silly monster, and she, but I'm like, but you're naked. Like, come on. That's. Didn't we at an age now? It's like that fine line where you're like, you're at the age now where like, I don't. I yelled at her the other night. I was like, get your naked ass off the couch.
I thought that was Zoe. You said
it was Zoe, and then it was B.
So Zoe on the coffee table, we texted each other at the same time. I said, I came down. Lulu had just taken a bath. She was in a nightgown. And she's like flipping around on the couch. And I looked at her and I go, oh, God, can you please put your vagina away? Get off my couch.
I was like, honestly, just go get some underpants.
Like, I know. I'm not ashamed of you or anything, but come on. And I texted you and you're like, oh my God, I just told Zoe to get her naked ass off the coffee table.
I'm like, come on. Man.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to at some point be really, just enjoy that.
Oh, it is. At what point?
Because especially girls, where they're going to start being insecure and start not wanting. Like, she runs around the house naked, and I'm so thrilled. I'm like, girl, while you have that confidence, stay as naked as you possibly can, because the world will beat you down. So right now, you enjoy that.
Mostly, I just get frustrated because I'm like, okay, you're naked, the shower's running,
yes,
but you're sitting on the couch,
hot water,
right? I'm like. I've become the parent of like, there are children starving.
Back to lies.
I'm like, there's people also, that don't have clean water, which is true.
I know. Have you done the we're going to run out of water lie? Because that's a good one.
No, please. I've done that. But I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Do you know if you leave that on to it, we're going to run out.
Well, you're going to mess it up for the whole complex.
I'm in an apartment complex. I'm like, everyone's going to come over here because you're going to use all of our water. Yep. And then no one's going to have any for four days. And you're going to go to school
Zoe has used all of the hot water and B learned that lesson. And Zoe learned that. I was like, you used. And B's like, it's so cold. I'm like, well, blame your sister. Oh, she did for sure.
Oh, yes. You can also turn on the water in my complex or you flush the toilet and you'll lose the hot water.
Oh,
I am not beneath.
Flushing, they're being in the shower.
They'll heal me. Come up, and they're like, "I'm just doing a bit," and I'm like, "Boom!" And I'm like, "Like, yep, that's right." Talk back to me in the shower.
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to find out if any of my toilets do have that effect, and I'm gonna start using it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You can also run the hot water in the sink, and that's even better because then it's a slow burn.
Yeah, but then we are just wasting water.
I know, and that's why I try not. The flush is better.
The flush is good, and then you, yeah.
I'm such a jerk.
There's another one I have to share.
Wait, what is it?
Oh.
Mommy curses. Ways to piss off your kid. Feed them, bathe them, clothe them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry I made you so angry today by providing you with food and shelter.
Yeah. That's so true.
God, screw me. I'm an asshole. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can't
what
do it.
What did
myself.
I do?
Yeah, I mean, I remember once Lulu asking me, I wrote a blog about this. Lulu asked me for a tangerine and I gave her a tangerine, but it was like not the cuties. It was the bigger, like actual tangerine. And she freaked the hell out and was like, that's not a tangerine. It's an apple. I don't want an apple. I was like, is your brain broken? What
gifted
the hell?
Gifted and talented.
When does this stop?
And she's in the gifted and talented program.
But I don't
understand
when that stops.
Never.
Like they lose
when they move
their
out and then they call you about it.
Over I'm not going to answer. The smallest thing. I'm like, yes, honey, it's okay.
Well, no!
they can't regulate their emotions. They actually get better.
Neither can I, apparently. Can I. I'm just losing it all the time.
Well, it gets worse before
start
it gets
throwing
better.
Tangerines around
let
my
me
house.
Tell you, almost 13.
Oh, then,
so
then the hormones.
Hormonal.
Just about
oh,
the time
gosh,
that they
to
learn to emotionally regulate, they
I
get
hope.
Hit with hormones,
oh,
and then
great.
It all
That's
starts
exciting.
All over again.
You guys, yeah. I pray every day that she, I think I wrote it to you the other day. It's like she hasn't gotten hers yet, and everybody else has, basically. And I was that girl, so I get it. But like, I just need her to get it so I can have some sort
really?
Of idea of
when the
shit devil is coming
right.
out.
Right.
Because
there you go.
Good Lord, I need a tracker of when she goes into the demon phase.
Sure.
And I can't. I think I wrote you the other day. I was like, I'm gonna sit on her abdomen and just be like bouncing on.
Right.
Like, I
just get it out.
Like,
right.
is there a dance I can do at midnight naked? I'll fucking do it. I just need someone.
If I find you naked in my backyard again, though, I swear
you'll find it. You know you
will. Just like your daughter,
right?
Well,
no. We had a naked Christmas tree that prank
incident.
That she pulled. Yeah.
Is this a real story?
It's a real story.
No, I thought this was a joke.
No.
What happened?
We've talked about it before on the podcast, but it's worth repeating.
Uh-huh.
I said something. I forget what it was.
You dared me to come over.
I was
to
gone,
a party
and
naked.
She and my friend have keys to my house, and they did an entire photo shoot in front of the Christmas tree with strategically placed bows.
Okay.
And a menorah.
And my menorah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she posted them on Facebook and told my mom about it. My mom thought it was hysterical. My mom thought it was the funniest thing ever. I thought it was hysterical.
But she was, it took her a while because she was like, you're in my house.
Yeah, like, I
she
was like, what are you? Oh, my God, that's entering. My tree. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's yep. genius. I hope it was a frame fun. Somewhere.
They're on Instagram.
I'm going to find
yeah,
those.
Yeah, they're something special.
Well, I ladies. To.
Oh, boy. Now, by the way, you might have to take them down because you will have to answer to all of those things.
Oh, my kids already yeah. know about them. Okay, good. And I will say it did come back to bite. Now that you said that, it came back to bite me in the butt when Lulu said the other day, I said, don't. She did something about a dare. And I said, you know, you never have to take a dare. And she said, Jody dared you to be naked under her Christmas tree and you did it. And I was like, do as I say, not as I do.
Another Look, thing you never I've thought done a lot say. Of stupid things on dares. I've yeah, done a lot like, of gosh. Stupid things on dares. I get it. It's, yeah. you know, you're not going to. I will show you.
Yeah, I just hope our kids are smarter than we were when we were their age.
They won't be.
That's all. No, they won't be at all.
So that's no. wishful thinking is what you're telling me?
They won't be. But we have done enough stupid things that maybe we will.
Well, I have it. Do we have time for a craptastic parenting moment?
Oh, we do
I'd
have
love
it, yeah.
to hear it.
All yeah. right. I have a good stupid thing that okay. I did. It was honest. It was brilliant. You know kind of about what happened.
Okay.
My children promised me. Yes. that they were going to pick up the house one day when I came over here to record ads with Jody for the podcast. And then it was Bee's birthday later on. Mm-hmm. So I did not have a very long window. Lulu had been horrible the day before. She said when I was leaving, I'm going to clean up all the messes I made. It's going to sparkle in here, mommy. Aww. And I said, Harper, lies. Yeah, lies. I said, you too, not joking. And you guys, I want you to vacuum up because I have a handheld Dyson vacuum okay. that is not hard to use.
Dyson, great vacuum.
Love them. Yes. And so I'm like, you do that, put everything away, wipe down some surfaces, right? That's all I ask. That's actually not that much. And make your beds.
Okay.
Before I even get there, Harper has texted me to let me know that Lulu has done nothing other than stain my coffee table with some slime. And I'm furious by the time I get home, but I'm also like, what am I going to do? She, before I even got home, was standing outside by the back door screaming, she's going to kill me because she knew I was going to be mad at her. I
oh no,
not that mad. Right. And so I walk
into
in,
the apartment complex. Yeah, right. she's going to kill me.
So now people think that you're abusive.
They already think that.
Yeah, okay.
this is they good. Live near me. They're sure. So I come in and I'm like, it's worse than it was before. There's like just crap all over the floor. They haven't vacuumed. They haven't done anything. So I'm giving them both lectures. And of course, as I do, I'm lecturing them while I'm cleaning up everything. So I'm like, I'm just going to have to do it myself. You know, blah, blah, blah. So I clean up everything and I go and I grab my handheld vacuum.
Oh, no.
And as I'm vacuuming, I don't know if anyone has a Dyson handheld. They're, you know, they're tall.
Yes.
And they recharge. The top of it has a filter in it. And the filter popped out while I'm lecturing them because I'm so pissed off. So the filter pops out, but I can't stop vacuuming because I'm trying to get out the door to Bee's thing. But I also don't stop lecturing. So I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. So I lean down to pick up the filter and my hair went
oh,
and is stuck in the goddamn vacuum.
No.
And I had to say, and I'm yelling at them, and it's, you press it, but for some reason I haven't let go because I'm so like in shock that my hair is stuck halfway in the filter. And I finally let go, and Harper is like still arguing her point with me. And I go, can you stop talking to me and help me get my head out of the vacuum right now? And I wish I had the wherewithal to have been like, wait.
Somebody video this.
Go get my phone.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. If that was in a sitcom, right? People That's, would be yeah. dying
now,
laughing.
Now, let me also show you. Look at my hair is on not one even. Side. No.
Oh, here's her hair's shorter. Hair, this isn't even a joke.
One hair shorter yeah. on yep. the side.
But, oh, my about gosh. 3 inches.
Uh-huh. Why? Because
oh,
I had to go.
Boy.
Dunk, 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 as I'm like pulling pieces out.
Let me tell you, you're lucky you weren't wearing long earrings.
Oh.
You could have ripped your ear off.
Not, I mean, not only that, but then as I vacuumed for the rest of the week, every time, or even Harper, it smells like burnt dog
hair.
Because my hair is in there.
Hair.
And Harper goes and vacuums and she's like, Mom, do you smell that? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to bring it up again?
Right. Do
you
want me to punch you? That my hair is on fire in the vacuum.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Because of you.
But it was really me. Right. Because let's be clear. I could have put the vacuum down. I didn't have to be a martyr. I could have been like, okay, I'm here now. Start vacuuming. No, I had to be an asshole and be like, I'm going to get it. Because screw you guys.
Like, you know what I'd like to know? What do the moms know that we don't know that are always so calm and put together?
They're not. We don't believe them.
I don't know. When I drop her off at school and I see these moms and I'm like, why? Well, why I can have a shoe on.
Well put together for 5 minutes too.
I can. But they're always so calm and everything seems so together.
They're
and,
on Valium. I don't know.
Right.
You don't say it. I mean,
it's high doses of medication.
How does this happen?
It's a lie.
I think are their children just better?
No. Right. No, none of them are. That's why we started doing this podcast is because we were like, you know what? We know that we're not the only ones out here that are just trying to do the best.
I'm just trying to keep it together, man.
Just trying to keep it together.
I think those moms pull out of the drop-off and put on like crazy heavy metal satanic verses of something and they're like, ah! Like they just freak out. That's what they do.
Absolutely.
I don't care if that's not true. In my head, it is.
That's, yep. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and if there's a secret... Shame on you for not sharing it, ladies.
I don't think there is. No. We haven't gotten any secrets, but we've gotten lots of stories.
We have gotten lots
and
of stories.
Keep sending them in to
it's what is it? Never thought I'd I got it. Never thought I'd at protonmail.com.
That's
we
our
love,
email.
Yeah, it's our emails.
Just send that.
She's gonna not talk anymore. Send them to us. It's there. We love your stories. We read them all. We will try it and talk about them whenever we can. You can find us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This and on Facebook. We have given up on Twitter. We apologize.
Yes.
Yeah, but other mothers
Debbie,
have not.
Where can listeners find
can
you?
Can I share just since this is very quick. This is completely non sequitur, but I just thought of it, of the crazy things that kids say. I was hosting the White House Christmas tree lighting 1 year at the White House. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Barack Obama was the president. My husband had really prepped my daughter.
Right.
We kept showing her Barack Obama on TV.
Right.
So she would, Barack. Okay. So I'm hosting the thing. So my family's in the front row. Okay. There's Secret Service everywhere. So we go, whatever. He's holding her in the front row. She screams. You could hear a pin drop. Obama! Obama! Well, he's out there trying to read his speech and actually address the nation
and all
the people here. And everyone's like, ah. And now the camera's now on her. I mean, I have to show this at her wedding someday. It was so humiliating. People are like, that's clearly the girl's daughter who is hosting this event. Oh, my God. So,
and you're like, no, it's not.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm judged. Yeah, stop. And so then, okay, she calms down. He's like looking down. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
She screams, I farted. I was so mortified.
That's the best thing ever.
Mortified. And he literally looks down. We have this on him. He goes, all right, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, oh, my God.
See, and to me, I would have been like, I win everything.
That's my, well, my husband was like, oh, my gosh, that's my daughter.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Amazing.
So there's a little story for you.
Where can everyone find you on social media?
I am Debbie M. So I am Debbie M because my last name is way too hard for even me to spell. So I wasn't going to try to torture others.
I was not even going to try and say it today because I, what did I say? I was like Monopoly. I can't say
enough. I'm Metropolis, Monopoly, whatever.
Yep.
So I am Debbie M is where you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and I think Facebook. But the truth is I haven't been on there in a very long time.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Well.
Well, thanks for joining us, listeners. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.